Hey everybody, today is August 24th, and Nick, what's happening in Rice?
Now, there's quite a few stink bugs and whatever greens out there. They've blown up pretty big way the past probably 2 weeks or so, which I mean, we see this every year, right? Whatever's green, that's what they're searching out. But some of this uneven heading out there, and I know it's across the board, regardless of planting date, with how dry it was and some situations flush and those sort of things. Have had some questions on where we'll have 80% of the field that's ready to drain and the other 20% green as a gourd and have stink bugs out there, and should we treat? And to be honest with you, I think you got to treat it based on whatever the majority of the field is. If the majority of it's past cutout or past that termination timing, that's 60% straw colored, I think that's what you go off of. I know there's part of the state right now getting some rain, a little bit of cool weather, but looking at the forecast, we may not be hitting 100 degrees every day, but it looks like it's going to jump back up into the upper 90s, and that stuff that's lingering behind is going to catch up pretty quick. Still no news on the Delphacid front. We've swept some of the latest rice we can find between Texarkana and Southeast Arkansas, and have yet to find them. I think it's pretty safe to say we've outrun them this year. But if something changes there, we'll let you know. But that's pretty well it on the rice front.
Yeah, well, I mean, in cotton, it's kind of getting that time of year that, most things are kind of past the point of spraying them. I know there's some guys kind of looking right now. They're going, well, how much of a top crop do I want to try to make? And what you got to remember kind of is your last effective bloom date has really passed. I guess today is kind of the last effective bloom date for South Arkansas, far down south. On your cotton. So, that gives you a 50-50 shot of that bloom actually accumulating enough heat units to actually turn into an actual bowl that's going to have some wind in it. So just kind of keep that in mind if you think that you're going to be able to accumulate enough heat units on some of this top crop in order to justify an insecticide application. So that's kind of what needs to be going through your head right now. What do I need to protect? What's going to actually make it to yield? What am I going to be able to put in a basket? Am I just spraying and not going to get a return on that investment? That's just kind of what you need to be thinking of at this point in time. And just kind of remember, our termination timings on our insecticide applications, plant bugs, we recommend 250 heat units past cutout. Worms is 350 heat units. Stink bugs is 450 units. And the one you got to watch for is spider mites, because you got to carry them out a pretty long ways. A lot of our data kind of shows that you can kind of terminate after about 600 heat units or so, but there's kind of a caveat with that. I mean, the thing you want to make sure not to do is have premature defoliation out in that cotton. So if you're in some kind of situation where you got an extreme amount of spider mites out in the field and they're going to cause defoliation, you might have to treat on out past 600 heat units if they're bad enough. You just want to make sure that that plant is not going to be prematurely defoliated out there in the field. So just kind of keep that in mind. You got to keep on watching for those spider mites for a while, about until you're ready to defoliate. Let's see. That's, I don't know, kind of hitting cotton. Nick, I know we've been getting some calls on stink bugs and loopers. What have you been hearing?
Yeah, it sounds like all the action right now is more or less in beans, and sounds like loopers. I know you've had some astronomical numbers down there in your plots, but it sounds like they've trickled all the way up from Brinkley to Waldenburg and up through there in some pretty high numbers in some cases, treatable levels anyways. And several reports of salt marsh scattered throughout the state, and a lot of combinations of them two out there, which can cause a lot of defoliation pretty quick. And This stink bug thing's researched pretty hard. I mean, we had several calls 2, 3 weeks ago, flaring up on red bandits down south and stuff, but their greens and browns have made a massive comeback over the past week and a half.
Yeah, but we put out a trial kind of around Hazen where we were running almost 5 per sweep. And I mean, that's some pretty extreme stink bug numbers. It's on par with about the highest stink bug numbers I've ever put a trial out on. Of course, all our normal products look pretty good. I mean, like bifenthrin at that high of a number, I would almost recommend running some bifenthrin plus like imidacloprid or something like indigo or asphate bifenthrin, because I tell you, I mean, bifenthrin alone at that high of a number, we were still running about 6 in the check. Of course, that's 2 days after application. It might have looked a little bit better to give it another day, but that's some pretty extreme numbers. And you might want a little extra boost to give you a little bit better efficacy in that kind of extreme situation. For the most part, though, if you've got, I would say up to, 2x threshold, just running bifenthrin or asphate out there is going to do a plenty good job for your stink bugs for most, and
And
this is primarily greens as well.
I think we need to mention too, because I can't remember if we have recently, but have had folks calling about thresholds and, greens and browns, you're at 9 up to R6, double to 18, and terminated R6.5, and red bandeds, what double, or I say double, we go from 4 to 10 at R6.5, so it's a little different there, and then terminated R7, but in some cases, it's going to be worth adding something in there with your desiccant at R7, because them damn red bandits just don't want to leave if you got fairly high numbers. So.
Yeah, for sure. And on the loopers, like we've been talking the past several podcasts, just looking at our data from the past several years and including this year, the diamides by themselves hadn't looked very good. I mean, I'm looking at this and I got around 50% control, but like I've been talking on the previous podcast, is that it just seems like if you use the diamides, we're killing about half of our loopers out there, but they're keeping defoliation down still somehow. Still doesn't make me real comfortable on using it. And I would stick to my Intrepid Edge or Denim or Steward out there on it, strictly soybean loopers, if that's what I'm going after. And I'll tell you, the asphate bifenthrin didn't look very good either. 7 days after application is no different than our untreated check. So just kind of keep that in mind. And the regular old Intrepid didn't even knock them in half. So I think the days of using regular old Intrepid are long gone. Stick with the Intrepid Edge.
And unfortunately, most of them products you mentioned, they don't help with stink bugs. So if you got the combination of both, you're going to have to add the bifenthrin, asphates, indigos, et cetera, that you were talking about, which gets pretty costly pretty quick.
I guess the other thing is fall armyworms, kind of. I mean, I've had some calls in pastures and food plots. Have you been hearing any?
Sounds like some have jumped in some beans, but it's their traditional, either the grass is dying or they've eaten out, or you sprayed the grass or mowed, et cetera, and then moving over into beans. So, but there's quite a few scattered around, but they haven't caused any just massive problems yet.
And I mean, I've been recommending a lot of diamides for
Especially with the
the fall
price.
armyworms, just because the price on a lot of them has got pretty darn cheap. And if I can run a diamide for the same price as I can run the old Intrepid, I'd rather run the diamide. You're going to get a little bit better residual out of it.
I would agree.
But I don't know. That's kind of about all that's going on right now, Nick.
Yeah, seems like things are trying to wrap up, but insects, I guess, have decided they're going to stay for a bit longer.
Yeah, stink bugs and loopers seem to kind of rear their head. But anyway, all right. Well, if you need us, call us. My number's 501-517-3853.
I'm 870-456-8486.
All right. Thank you.
Always read and follow label instructions. Some products may not be registered for sale or use in all states or counties. Please check with your local extension service to ensure registration status. Denim and Endigo ZCX are restricted use pesticides.